Good morning, and my bad luck of following such a dynamic speaker. But so, my name is Alberto Cardella, and this paper is along with Cynthia Bigley. We're from East Strasbourg University in our graduate program in public health. I also forgot to put on my disclosure slide, but I also have no financial disclosures. Fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know. sometimes we wish we could find some financial things to disclose. But the point of this presentation is somewhat the same as before, is that it's the use of return on investment analysis to do advocacy changes. But I'm not an economist, so I'm not an expert on the process of return on investment. What we used was expertise from other individuals to help us in various programs to try to use the ideas and the concept of return on investment to advocate for two particular programs. So what I'm going to briefly talk about is the concept of return on investment and some of its advantages for health and particularly public health in this presentation. The two case studies where we used the return on investment data to try to advocate. The specific methods, not very specific actually, the methods used in one of the case studies, as well as then the data that was presented for both. The impact of those policy advocacy efforts, and then some of the lessons that we learned as a result of that, and some of the other cases in which we've tried to do this. So the idea behind economic evaluation, first of all, return on investment is just a specific approach within the concept of economic evaluation. And there are multiple models of rigor applied in this return on investment. You can use the internal data in which you start collecting your data internally to demonstrate your impact and the economic outcomes of the program, or you can use external existing data and extrapolate it to populations that you will be serving, would be serving, given this policy advocacy that you're trying to engage in. The impacts are that it provides you with economic data, economic language, economic conclusions and recommendations that sometimes carry significant weight. It ties that economic information to specific outcomes. It highlights the value of the intervention from an economic standpoint. It provides you opportunities for modifications because you can benchmark what you're doing with particularly benchmarks with other interventions, economic data that is out there. And then from an advocacy perspective, it's advantageous or theoretically advantageous for trying to advocate for policy replication, program replication and policy change. Now, the two case studies, both from Pennsylvania, since that's where we reside. One was a statewide advocacy for the statewide diabetes control program, where the state had zeroed out the governor's proposal had zeroed out all state contributions to the diabetes control program for the 2012-2013 budget year, which would have left the state just with the funds that they got from the federal pass-through grants. And then the creation of a bi-county health department. For those of you who may or may not know, it may not be in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania ranks dead last in public health infrastructure. We have 38 public health workers per every 100,000 people, and the average is about 138 per 100,000 people. We only have 10 county departments, 5 departments of health at the county level, and you can see we have 67 counties. So the bi-county department of health created in two counties on the eastern part of the state were to create them and to create and get some economies of scale by including those two departments. This had been a program, it has been a project that's been an initiative that's been going on for about 25 years now. We'll see. So for the methodology, I'm going to focus on the diabetes methodology and the calculations used and the methods used for identifying the data in the diabetes. First of all, we identified from the literature three interventions with strong or an easily accessible return on investment data. Luckily, two of these had been already used by the state program, so that on top of the literature data, we had homegrown data, so to speak. That's the YMCA's Diabetes Prevention Program, the Dining with Diabetes, and the third one, the one that we did not have, and it was completely based on external data, was the WellDoc Diabetes Program, looking to on using social networking and mobile phones to provide information reminders for persons with diabetes. Second, we then identified just six states throughout the six counties throughout the state that had had high diabetes rates and potential pre-diabetic rates. For each of these, we identified each county's demographic characteristics. That's obviously the total population, the percent of the demographic. We specifically looked at age structure, and we looked at level of medical assistance population. Most of this analysis was, and the reason for that we'll explain towards the end, was based on medical assistance population because of who we were advocating for, who we were advocating to. Epidemiologic data, we used morbidity, but really looking for things such as unhealthy days that individuals reported as a result of the, in this case, diabetes, hospitalization rates, from costs, indirect costs. We focused on identifying indirect costs due to absenteeism and presenteeism, in other words, that people are, employees are there but are not working to their full potential, and then the direct cost of hospitalization and emergency department visits. This is a general return on investment model, which we use and obviously had some modifications, but in general, we isolated what are the potential effects of these interventions that were identified, the three that were identified, specifically the two first ones, the ones that we had used in the state. And then we had to convert those potential benefits into monetary values. For one of the monetary values that were we converted into was a drop in absenteeism in among the workforce. When we did another project on asthma, we did it for a drop of absenteeism among children in schools and having performance indicators for schools being a lower absenteeism rate that had had an impact. That you subtract the total cost of the intervention of what it costs to offer the intervention, then you get your net benefits. We added another component here, so we reduced that to just the net benefits to the medical assistant population for the diabetes project. Plus, we had a discount rate of anywhere from 6 to 10% to make sure that we were being as conservative as possible in our extrapolations. Then if you divide that by the total cost of the intervention, multiply it by 100, then you get your return on investment. So if we switch to the data that we presented, for the case of the diabetes, we ended up not necessarily focusing on the return on the data, but just purely raw numbers with regards to potential savings. So we presented, in this case, was state legislature, and specific component of the state committee of the state legislature, the costs of not having an intervention in these two particular counties. So we had these around six, but I wasn't going to, didn't have space or time to do all six. What would happen then? Potential savings if you implemented these three different interventions, and then showed them that on the average we had potential savings of 3.66 million, and 5.33 million. Now that doesn't portray over 100% return on investment, but it comes pretty close if you then divide that by the actual cost of the intervention. So this was what roughly was presented to the legislature in various different forms for the diabetes. For the case on the bi-county health department, the impact, potential economic impact of the economic health department, that was presented to the county commissioners. We compared them to, we gave them data on years lost to premature death. The Lehigh and Northampton counties were the counties that were considering those, and then we compared them to peer counties. We provide them year cost of potential total cost of those years lost to premature death as a result of comparing them again with their peer counties. For the Lehigh Valley example, again, for this idea of the bi-county health department, we did present them then and this was again on the, we presented them a whole host of different interventions and different areas that a local health department would offer that their current residents were not offering, were not being offered, and identified from the literature various interventions and potential outcomes. And with each of them, we gave them potential return on investments and savings with regards to both a very conservative 25% of medium income and then the median income. What was the impact? For the county health department, the motion, which was about to get repealed, or the ordinance, was tabled, and it's been tabled for a year. So although we didn't get the Bi-County Health Department, it wasn't repealed, which would have meant another two-year process. And interestingly enough, with some of the comments from the commissioners and this change of perception from just doing this because it's the civic and the right thing to do to that it was good for the business sector. For the state legislature, we had a better outcome. The funding for diabetes was restored for the both the 2012 and 2013 budget, and a diabetes caucus was created in the legislature. Now, what are potential lessons that we've used? First is try to use good data as possible. And actually, this is reciprocal to a barrier, which is good data is hard to find. Make it realistic. That is why we broke it down to specific counties, and that even broke it down further to just a percentage of the population. If you include very broad, very large numbers, it becomes less realistic, less probability of people getting their heads around it. Measure the impact of what the people are interested. So for our state legislatures, we were interested in making the impact with regards to Medicaid, not private health insurance savings, because state legislatures would say, well, why do we care about saving private health insurance money? And then for the county commissioners, we looked at the impact of important constituents for them, and those were elderly. For them, in this particular county, it was both elderly and children, not that adults didn't, but it was of a less, because of other things going on in the county. But again, identify which is the target population that is going to resonate with your audience. Use the indirect costs data. You will have to use some extrapolating, because you will not be able to find very specific ones for your area, but there are some good national level data that you could use. There are the last two somewhat related. Again, one has to be careful of not vilifying those that are the people with diabetes and persons with asthma, for example, making sure that it's a positive message that comes across. And being strategic with some of the double-edged issues that we identified. For example, one that we ran into trouble with was the return on investment on sex education and keeping multiple births to teenagers. Advantages, it provides us with a new narrative. You're bringing in new constituencies. There's a wow factor that sometimes you can get. It's sort of this idea of rearranging people's furniture in their heads with regards to how to think about public health. And it's very press friendly. Press likes it, gives them potential sound bites and one or two components to use in an article. Barriers, data availability, but there is an emerging data literature on this, rapidly emerging. You have to do some leaps of faith in your modeling. There's no way around that. Remember that you are the moving of the needle. You're not moving a needle that you're going to move right away. This takes time. It is chess and not checkers per se. Potential sources. Now, I didn't list all the potential journals, but some of the very accessible on the web, the Commonwealth Fund, the Trust for America's Wealth, and the Wellness Council of America all provide some good, simple to understand return on investment data. Thank you, and I look forward to some questions.